Welcome to Connection Point. I'm your host, James Hillier. In this episode, we are focusing on your infrastructure and on green IT, and we have for you a customer case study of a virtualization solution implemented for a mid-market business. In this case, the business was Colbert Packaging. They do a lot of packaging for the pharmaceutical industry. You also might not realize this, but you likely have seen and or touched their products. If you bought any disposable type razors recently, that cardboard packaging, the blister package, that is something that would have been developed by Colbert. The company has about 200 or so users. They're spread out in four locations. Guess how many people they have in IT to take care of all that? That's right, two individuals. One of those guys with me today, Pascal Majong, is here. He is an IT manager for Colbert Packaging. And Pascal, really do appreciate you taking time and talking with us today.
Sure. Thanks for inviting me, James.
One of the things, first off, I just want to make sure, did I clearly kind of define what Colbert Packaging does?
Yeah, definitely. We're a pharmaceutical-focused printing industry, so we're pretty much a niche player. And we work with many different vendors and brand names that you've seen before. We really customize a lot of our printing solutions and technologies around the pharmaceutical industry.
Now, I mentioned two-man crew supporting about 200 users or so. You're in the same boat, probably even a lot of our listeners today. It's a tough environment for you folks.
Especially now, as a lot of companies are trimming jobs, workforce. We really have limited resources like any other company and budget. And along with that, having to stay compliant with the pharmaceutical customers and the government regulations that come along with that.
Sure, you do have a lot more on your plate there than possibly some other industries. Pascal, one of the first things I want to get to is why the need to go on to a virtualization type of project. What was one of the big drivers leading you that direction?
Well, you read about it everywhere. I mean, everybody is virtualizing pretty much everything. Up to the point that we did this project, we hadn't had anything virtualized, and we really thought the benefits were clear. The cost savings, the returns were very clear. Plus, it enables us to do more with less, which is what everybody's trying to do nowadays.
Was this a kind of a green IT push? Was it kind of get rid of some of that server sprawl that you probably saw, you know, leaking out of closets and data centers?
Well, being green is definitely part of it. The server sprawl was a big issue. It seemed that we have so many different applications that we need to support. A lot of our application vendors demand dedicated servers, so it just really wasn't possible for us to continue to add servers. So we knew that virtualization was the answer.
Let's do this. All right, you've made the decision. This is something you need to do for your organization. Give me an idea of your initial research. How did you go about deciding what you were going to do?
We read a lot of white papers. We consulted many of the vendors that we work with, just tried to find as much as we could to narrow down what product offerings would work for like a mid-sized company. And that, you know, helped us to determine where we would go.
In part of that research, then you found PC Connection. Was that an existing relationship you already had? Were they a new organization that you found due to this project?
Yeah, you know, we work with at least three or four different IT vendors that we purchase products, services, software from. We really hadn't worked with PC Connection as much up until we did our virtualization project.
What was one of the things, maybe one of the top two things that you discovered in kind of some of your research that led you to really pick them and say, we're going to trust PC Connection with, again, a major project for your organization? This isn't just like buying a couple laptops and rolling them out to some sales folks.
Right. No, the PC Connection was very thorough. They let us know about many different virtualization products that were available. They actually helped us save thousands by finding a vendor that develops solutions for mid-sized businesses, a vendor that we weren't even aware of until they brought it up. And they actually helped us compare even all the pricing with the product, all the features we would need with each vendor, and really helped us to make an informed decision about what product we were going to use.
I want to piece together a bit of a timeline. How much time did you spend, Pascal, on the research part of this?
It was piecemeal over putting out fires, but over the course of a few days, we've, you know, spent a few hours each day just kind of looking at different products, testing, you know, some demo versions of products to kind of see what would make sense for us to use, you know, what we were most comfortable using.
And once you settled on working with PC Connection and started looking at some of these vendors and the products, did you do a kind of a test trial run on virtualization and get a few servers virtualized, see how that worked, and then move everything else over? Or did you do a big, hey, we're doing it all at once?
That was our philosophy, just all or nothing. So we did it all at once. We did test the product before we implemented it. We ended up using a Virtual Iron. Their products seemed to fit really well with our organization. Again, they're designed for mid-sized businesses. We pretty much virtualized most of our servers over the course of this project, and we've been very happy with the results, with the support with the company, and just with using them going forward.
All right, so this was a big, heavy lift, and let me ask you kind of how smoothly, let me ask this, not how smoothly did it go. Tell me about one or the two of the hiccups, because I'm sure something came up that you weren't expecting. Did something come up? If so, what was it? And if so, how did PC Connection respond to help you overcome that challenge and continue, you know, moving the project forward so you could come in on time?
Right. I mean, there's always going to be hurdles. It's unrealistic to think that, you know, the project would have gone perfectly, but we did actually have some issues converting physical servers to virtual servers using a tool that the vendor uses. And we received support. We were able to get those issues ironed out. But after the fact, when we brought it up with PC Connection, they actually got us in touch with the vendor just to, you know, help us address our concerns. They made sure that they were aware of the problems that we faced. And I thought that was very thorough on their part. Because, you know, they got involved not only with the project planning, but as we ran into issues, you know, they helped us along the way working with the vendor to make sure that anything that we may have been dissatisfied with was addressed.
And did you have a dedicated contact? Was it a team of individuals? What was that group looking like?
Right. You know, we've worked a lot with our sales rep, Suzanne. She's very thorough. You know, we worked with different team members along the way as needed. So we had an HP support person at PC Connection that helped design our server infrastructure. Virtualization guy helped us, you know, pick which virtualization product we go with. So along the way, you know, as needed, our rep got us in touch with the right specialist. And again, talking to somebody who works with that kind of stuff all day was really helpful in making us feel comfortable with the solutions that we went with.
You pretty much wrapped up the project in March of 2009. When did you start the very, you know, first day that you did any research on this? When was that time?
We probably started right around October, and that was, again, just, you know, tinkering with products and just discussing what we were going to do to replace our infrastructure, just kind of assessing what our needs were going to be for the next few years and piecing all this together. And then that's when we started, you know, trying to figure out which vendor we're going to end up working with, and because we really wanted to buy the solution, the components, software, from everything from one vendor, and we ended up choosing PC Connection.
All right, so overall kind of a six-month process from your beginning research to everything is in place. Since that time, how would you rate the how things have run since you have virtualized Colbert packaging?
Everything's been great. I mean, again, it'd be unrealistic to think we didn't have any hiccups or a few issues along the way, but one thing that was very important was that the project was done within the time frame that we'd specified and on budget. So, you know, all the users are pretty much amazed that the infrastructure runs so much quicker. For us, it's a lot easier to manage, and we feel comfortable that we have enough headroom for growth for the next few years, which is important since we're a growing company.
And what about on that green side? Have you seen any kind of return on the investment on the green front? Are you able to, have you seen drops in that cooling charge, electricity, things like that?
Right. No, we actually did factor that in. Our sales rep found spreadsheets that allow you to calculate how much energy you'd be using with physical servers versus virtualizing them. So we factored that in actually to our costs, and that, you know, helped the bottom line total cost of this project and what the return on the investment would be over the next few years.
Excellent. And overall, I mean, let's maybe go back to high school and those grades, A, B, C, D, or F. What would you rate this overall project? And maybe what would you rate the support and service you got from PC Connection?
It would definitely get an A. I mean, they really covered everything, all the bases from the initial fact-finding, the post-sale support. You know, even the project's been done for a couple of months, and when I call my rep, she still asks about how everything is going. So really just from end to end, they supported us made sure that all of our issues were addressed, especially in the event when we had a support issue that we had a concern about. So, yeah, I was very, very happy.
All right, Pascal. Well, I really do appreciate your time. I want to thank you for sharing your story with us. Obviously, best of luck moving forward. And of course, if any of our listeners out there want more information, or maybe you need some support for a virtualization project that you have planned or is already ongoing, turn to the PC Connection family of companies. You can contact your current PC Connection account manager or call 1-800-800-0014. You can also visit pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard. Thanks again for joining us on this edition of Connection Point.